From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he concludes a message entitled, Things to Remember. In chapter 23, Joshua, now an old man, is shortly to die. He exhorts the children of Israel to remain faithful to the Lord, telling them to take good heed unto yourselves that ye love the Lord your God. If we are to go on with God, we must keep before us what the Lord has done for us. In His grace and love, He's given His people rich promises, which He has never failed to fulfill. In addition, God has given His people a rich provision through the gospel. All the fullness of God is ours in Christ. Then the Lord has given us a rich prospect. He has promised victory for His people through the power of the Holy Spirit. Revival blessing can yet be a reality for the church as well as for individual believers. Although forces are at work that would rob God's people of spiritual power, we must separate from the world and cling to God in love. Then the Lord will bless us and use us, no matter who may be against us. Dr. Cairns will bring the final portion of this message in a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to this devotional thought from Morning by Morning, a collection from the pen of Charles Haddon Spurgeon.
Our text for this morning comes from the Epistle to the Philippians, chapter 4 and verse 11. I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. These words show us that contentment is not a natural propensity of man. Ill weeds grow apace. Covetousness, discontent, and murmuring are as natural to man as thorns are to the soil. We need not sow thistles and brambles. They come up naturally enough, because they are indigenous to earth. And so we need not teach men to complain. They complain fast enough without any education. But the precious things of the earth must be cultivated. If we would have wheat, we must plow and sow. If we want flowers, there must be the garden and all the gardener's care. Now, contentment is one of the flowers of heaven, and if we would have it, it must be cultivated. It will not grow in us by nature. It is the new nature alone that can produce it, and even then we must be specially careful and watchful that we maintain and cultivate the grace which God has sown in us. Paul says, I have learned to be content, as much as to say he did not know how at one time. It cost him some pains to attain to the mystery of that great truth. No doubt he sometimes thought he had learned, and then broke down. And when at last he had attained unto it, and could say, I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content, he was an old gray-headed man upon the borders of the grave, a poor prisoner shut up in Nero's dungeon at Rome. We might well be willing to endure Paul's infirmities and share the cold dungeon with him, if we too might by any means attain unto his good degree. Do not indulge the notion that you can be contented without learning, or learn without discipline. It is not a power that may be exercised naturally, but a science to be acquired gradually. We know this from experience. Brother, hush that murmur, natural though it be, and continue a diligent pupil in the College of Content.
Patiently the cross of
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We continue to receive encouraging response to these broadcasts, and we want you to know that we're very grateful to those of you who take the time to contact us. We're happy to announce that the latest issue of the LTBS Quarterly Magazine is now available. The theme for this first quarter of the year is The Everlasting Gospel, and three Free Presbyterian ministers deal with this subject under three headings: What is the Gospel?, One Bible, One Gospel, and Christ, the Power and Wisdom of God. In addition, Jill Saunders contributes a devotional article entitled A Woman Called Damaris, the story of a lady of Athens who came to Christ under Paul's ministry. Then the new editor of LTBS magazine, the Reverend Noel Hughes, tells the story of the Hebron Outreach Ministry in an article called Reaching the Children. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Those who request a copy of this particular issue also will receive the first issue of a new magazine called Current, a publication of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. In addition to providing faithful Bible teaching on issues of the day, Current serves as an introduction to the work of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. Although this first issue is provided free of charge, succeeding issues will be by subscription, and information about subscribing will accompany the magazine. To obtain your copies of LTBS Quarterly Magazine and the first issue of Current, please write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. We'd be delighted to hear from you.
I do not believe for a moment that we have the slightest bit or shadow of an excuse for not seeing that God has a wonderful prospect for His church. If we're going to live in the fullness and the blessing of God, we'd better know that. Remember what God has already done for us and given to us. Then remember that there are forces at work that want to rob us of this blessing of God. Verse 6 to 8 is a warning against apostasy, a warning against backsliding. There are forces that we are coming in contact with within ourselves and around us that want to take us away out of the experience of the blessing of God. That was true of the Israelites. They had these nations, or at least the remnants thereof, around about them. Those nations posed dangers. And the children of Israel were told, recognize it. Remember, there are forces set for your destruction. Dr. Verdon this morning mentioned the time that so many spend watching television. I just read a little snippet from D.L. Moody. I closed the book and didn't take a note of the page, so I can't give you it word for word. But I intend to hunt it out again. And I thought, oh my, how America has changed since Moody's day. Of course, there was no television, there was no radio for Moody to mention. But the Sunday papers were very popular, just as they are today. Man, was I glad to see this coming from an American. Because in our country, you see, you proclaim yourself an ungodly wretch if you read the Sunday papers. Possibly because most of them are rags, but I think it was because mostly of the love for the Sabbath day. And Moody saw this coming into America in his day. And he blasted the Christians who would not give the Sabbath to God. And he lamented the curse and the scourge that this was in the homes of Christian people. Nowadays, I think he was off his head. But I want to tell you, he wasn't off his head. I'm going to make a sweeping statement, and call me a legalist if you want. I'd rather be a legalist that's holy than an antinomian that is unholy. I want to tell you this. In a Christian home, that television has no right to be on for any reason, for any program on the Sabbath day. And that radio, you can do without hearing what fires there have been in Greenville overnight and who murdered whom and all the rest of it. You can do without that for one day. This is the Lord's day. And it's about time we wakened up to it. There are forces that are at work among God's people to secularize their thinking, to make their hearts cold, to take them away out of the central blessings of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Joshua spells out the results of such declension when we lose the zeal and we lose the vision and we lose the power to go on with God. When we come to terms with sin, he says you'll have defeat. You'll have disgrace. Look at verse 13. You'll find defeat. You'll find the disgrace. That these people will be snares and traps and you fall into them. You'll not have the wit, the wisdom, or the strength to keep out of them. Is that not what we're finding today? Do we not find we have bred a race of Christians who are so weak and wandering that they are falling into every snare, they're entrapped by every foe? And he says it'll lead to dispossession. Again, verse 13. Short of eternal life, listen to me very carefully, short of eternal life. A Christian can lose everything that he has. You ever think of it? I have seen Christians with their hands full, as it were, and they have lost it all. I've seen preachers, and they were so full. Their ministry was so rich, and they lost it all. What is the history of Christianity in America? It is the history of one great church and one great denomination and one great movement of God's people after another that had the fullness, and then it lost it all. There are forces at work to dispossess us. Therefore, remember what we must do for God: obey His word, live in separation from the world, and, as our text puts it, cleave to the Lord in love. Obey, separate, cling to your God in love. Remember what we must do for Him. And as we think of these things, remember that our response to this call will have far-reaching consequences. We have seen rows of little children here this morning. That's always a lovely thing to see. It's also a very solemn thing to see. I think of little children that I knew from they were born. Seemed so innocent, so perfect. I think of one who loved to come to Sunday school, loved to come to church. Even when mother and father wouldn't come, he'd be there. But I saw that little boy grow up, become a drunken scoundrel, a hater of God, a mocker of all things good. Many a time when I look at him today, I get in my mind a picture of what he was. And I realize there was a time in that home when those parents who at that time professed faith in Christ were faced with whether or not they would obey a call like this. What terrible consequences flow from such parental choices. It's true of the church. Men and women, if we are faithful, God will bless and use us no matter who's against us. If we are unfaithful, we cannot be used of God. We cannot live in the fullness of the gospel and its power. Things to remember. I trust that God will write them on our heart. We learn our lessons well. And by the grace of God, remembering what He has done in the light of God and His Christ, we will live for Him. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. In a moment, the meeting will be over. say, if you're here today and you're not a Christian, you're not saved by God's grace, take heed. Take heed. It's time to seek the Lord. If I can help you in the things of God, I invite you to remain and have a word with me. Let me open the Scriptures with you and point you to Christ. Maybe you're here today and you've professed faith in Christ, but you're living far from Him. Take heed. Again, if I can help you, I'm your servant for Christ's sake. Father in heaven, we thank Thee for Thy presence with us and Thy goodness to us. We thank Thee for the riches of Thy grace in Christ. We thank Thee for the fullness of Thy provision. We thank Thee, our Father and our God, for all that Thou hast done for us. We praise Thee for the opportunity to live for Thee. And our God, we pray that, faced with the many enemies of our soul and the many enemies of the gospel that we find around us, we may be diligent to remember these things that Thou hast set before us and to walk humbly with God. Teach us to obey Thy word. Lord, we pray that Thou wilt give to every Christian here that grace to say, when God says it, that's enough. Give us grace and faith to obey Thy word. We pray, our Father, that Thou wilt grant us also the grace to separate from the world, from the apostasy of these days. Lord, make us to separate by going outside the camp unto the Lord Jesus Christ. May Christ be the focal point of our separated living. And, O Lord, we pray, give us a great love for Christ. Lord, save us from having that cold, dead, hard-hearted profession of orthodoxy. We want to be orthodox, but, O God, we pray that Thou wilt give us an orthodoxy that is set on fire with the love of Christ. Lord, we pray that Thou wilt thereby enable us to live in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of the Lord Jesus. Hear our prayer. Give fruit for the preaching of Thy word in the saving of the lost, the restoration of the backslidden, and the reviving of the saints of God. Go with us as we separate, and in the will of God, bring us back in the evening service to know Thy blessing and Thy presence. And to Thee we shall give the praise. Hear our prayer. Grant that the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God our Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit will be our abiding portion both now until the Savior either calls us home or comes again in all His glory. In Jesus' peerless and precious name we pray. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1 877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.